This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Streaming live on YouTube, where you can't hear the fact that Anthony is playing Nelly right now, but he is. And of course, we're live on the radio and on the Odyssey app, where people can hear the Nelly, but can't see Anthony dressed up as Nelly in this particular song's music video.
You like my costume?
I do like your costume. I instantly walked in and went... Nice job. So Anthony's got the do-rag on. He's got the chain out. Is that the MJ Laney High School, or is that a North Carolina grade out? What do we got?
This is a North Carolina, but Darius gave me some critiques or some criticism about my costume. And Vic, they suggested I maybe should have been in St. Louis gear.
Well, I was going to ask, is that jersey specific to something that Nelly wore in
one of his videos?
The music videos? Yeah. That's what I thought. Because I have like vague memory of that, but that might not be correct because that was a long time ago.
Yeah.
But of course, Anthony also has the signature Band-Aid on his cheek. That's the bit.
Need that. Need that.
Yeah. And you do have I feel like he did go with the white tee underneath the
Yeah, I think this jersey. Was a big enough white tee. I know, you know, back in the day they wore like triple X, quadruple X.
Yeah.
I wasn't courageous enough to do that.
No. But Anthony's dressed up following. I'm not.
Yeah.
I should, you know what would have been a funny bit? I should have worn like a shirt and tie and be like, what are you dressed as? A TV guy.
Ah, I'm not going to lie.
That would have been kind of a funny bit.
I would have.
You want to know what also it would have been?
Who?
Miserable. It's hot in here.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just hot outside today. It's like I got like comfy pants on and they're not that heavy, but like I'm almost regretting wearing them.
Ah.
It's that hot. We might need to turn on some air, Anthony. Normally, we have to turn it the other way. We have to stop the air because it's freezing us out today.
I got you.
Buddy, it's like 80 degrees on Halloween. I don't think this is the show where we talk about that. Oh, you got like some skinny jeans going, too. Didn't notice that till you stood up. Is that part of the costume? They weren't wearing skinny jeans in 2004, bro.
They were wearing the opposite
of skinny jeans. That's hilarious.
I wasn't courageous enough to do that either. Yeah.
You also should have done some bicep curls before you came in because Nelly's pretty jacked.
Yeah.
Not that you're not. Just accentuate the pump, you know?
For sure.
All right. Enough Halloween bits. If you want more, go trick-or-treating tonight. And actually, don't. If you're listening to the show, you're either going trick-or-treating already with your kids or you're old enough that you shouldn't be going trick-or-treating. The point is, the Washington Commanders are 6-2. They are second in the NFC. Those are great things. This is a team that has really maximized, I think, most games this season. Tampa was a learning experience. It was Jaden's first game. He quickly made a bunch of corrections. They survived the Giants game, thanks in part to the Giants kicker blowing out his hamstring on the opening snap. They were able to overcome their red zone issues and win it 21-18 on 7 field goals. Then they put on amazing performances against Cincinnati, Arizona, Cleveland. They play Baltimore kind of tight-ish, but clearly, okay, that's another level to get to. They come back, they bamboozle Carolina, and then they survive in the Hail Mary against Chicago. So they sit at 6-2. They have, I think, made a lot of people believers in terms of what they're doing. And now, when you're 6-2 and you have a bunch of cap space and some extra draft capital, you are inherently going to be aggressive at the trade deadline, you would think that the kind of team, the kind of profile that Washington has in terms of assets and the war chest place in the standings would make you think this is a team that is going to be aggressive. But they're also in year one, allegedly, of a rebuild. One that seems to be far ahead of schedule, getting a quarterback who comes in, and despite the fact that you think he's the right guy, you can't reasonably, feasibly expect a rookie quarterback to come in and play at an MVP level because it's never happened before. But all of a sudden, your guy is. And with that comes not only the pressure to potentially be buyers as opposed to coming into the season being like, hey, let's see how it goes. And then you probably sell on John Allen, for instance, at the deadline. Now you're looking to add. But you also don't want to mess up the future because this is year one and you don't want to sacrifice year four for year one. And if you want to pick one of those years, it's year four because your quarterback is going to be even more advanced than what he is now, even though it's hard to imagine what that looks like considering how well he is playing right now. There's also another factor here that I hadn't really thought about until I will give my boss credit. He brought it up to us when we were chit-chatting the other day, which is, Washington's needs are not a mystery. They are defensive end. They could use a premier pass rusher. They have gotten quite a bit of pressure, and Luvu has really come on. Armstrong's had some nice games. Fowler's had some nice games, but it's totally different having a 15-sack guy, having your Michael Parsons as DQ and Joe did in Dallas, having TJ Watt, having Myles Garrett. The way offenses have to react to those guys gives you more options as a defensive coordinator. And cornerback, where Benjamin St. Juice is not playing as poorly as many people would like to think, but is certainly not playing at a level that gives you great confidence that if he's your number one corner for the rest of the year, you can be a top half defense in the NFL. BSJ is just not that guy. He was never supposed to have to be in this role, and realistically, he is. And while Mike Sainer still is playing very well, and Noah Igbinoghene is mostly playing pretty well inside, they are giving stuff up too. And if you could bump Mikey back into the slot, use Noah as more of a package player, and have BSJ be your number two corner, now you're cooking. And so in the long term, they also, by the way, are going to need even more because Benjamin is a free agent after the season. So even if you want to keep him as a number two, you're going to have to re-sign him. Realistically, you're probably looking at something else. And then all of a sudden you're going, okay, are we drafting someone? Well, then we got a bunch of young corners. But either way, defensive end, corner, or even number two wide receiver, although their offense has been tremendous, if you could get someone else to push vertically down the field or command the kind of attention that, say, Terry is going to start getting a lot more of because of how dominant he has been in the last 6 weeks, that's a game changer for you on offense. Well, receiver, and then especially defensive end and corner, are premier positions that if you want to attain them in the NFL draft, are things that you're going to have to do in most years at the top of the first round. If you want a legit number one corner and you want the best guy in this draft, you might have to have the number one overall pick. Travis Hunter, we don't know if he's going to play wide receiver or corner in the pros or both, but Travis Hunter is going to be the first guy off the board. Well, that's going to push other guys up. And this is a strong corner draft, but you don't necessarily want the fourth guy. You want the first or second guy. Defensive end. Last year was kind of a weird year. There was no real premier guy. The best guy in the class was Leatu Latu, but he had a big medical question. And so the Colts were able to get him, but that was at what? 14? 18? Somewhere in there. It was out of the lottery, so to speak, to borrow the NBA phrasing. You're not getting an elite pass rusher, at least one that's a known commodity. And not that they always hit. Sorry, Chase Young. But you're not getting Myles Garrett, obviously, who was a number one overall pick, or Von Miller, who I believe was a second overall pick, or the TJ Watt was a guy that was a little bit later, or that was later. But you're not getting the premier guys likely at 29, which is where Washington currently, based off their record, would be sitting. And so, considering the cap space that they have, and considering the fact that you don't have a lot of guys coming up you need to pay, one, your quarterback is on a rookie deal for the next 4 years. Two, because the previous administration's first round picks are basically all gone. There's no big guy that's coming down the pike to pay. There's no Jamin Davis that you're going to have to make a decision on to make. Do we want to pay him a big linebacker contract, a position that we typically don't think is one that's wise to pay? Already cut him. No need to worry about it. Done and done. Jahan Dotson in a couple of years? Nope. Don't have to worry about a big wide receiver or another big wide receiver contract because you traded him to Philadelphia. And by the way, that third round pick you got, that one's at the top of the third round right now because that's Miami's third rounder. You know, on down the list, Chase Young, obviously already gone. And then Emmanuel Forbes, big cornerback contract. I don't know that dude's going to last the season. He played six snaps last week, was pretty pitiful in a run fit, and that was kind of the end of him. And so if all of a sudden they do make moves and they need a roster spot, I think he is closer to the chopping block than he is any kind of long-term commitment from Adam Peters. And that's not exactly a bold take. So without any of those guys to pay, and the best guy that from the last administration already paid in Sam Cosmi, you got to spend on someone. And in free agency, you don't get the best bet. Because in free agency, you're getting guys that other teams were willing to let go. And other teams don't let guys just walk that are the best. They trade them or they sign them to an extension. Those are the guys you move a bunch of money around to sign. Now, sometimes you do that. And then down the line, you realize, oh, we need to reset. This guy no longer fits our timeline. And then some of the best players in the league do become available via trade. So this begs the question. With Washington not likely to have as high of a draft pick as you would need to get the premier players that they want to get, would that affect your decision-making if you're Adam Peters coming into this trade deadline? Now, getting into the specifics is a little hairier in terms of the guys that we're actually talking about here. But on a fundamental level, on the highest level, my answer is yeah. Yeah, it does. What about you? 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. We take your calls next on the Team 980 Listener Line here on The Hoffman Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.